be seated.
All right now.
Now, bear with me, brothers.
Come on, bro.
I forgot my asthma pumps.
Oh,
yeah. Amen. We'll depend on the Spirit. But it's great being here so far.
Amen, bro.
I hope you guys are fired up and rejuvenated. And that we have a focus on. So when we get out of here, that we'll be able to put that into practice.
Yes. Right.
Doesn't make sense we come to a marriage retreat as awesome as this one was.
Come on,
and by the way, you did an incredible job, bro. It was awesome. I learned a lot from that. I'm looking forward to putting a lot of things into practice. It's going to be good. So it doesn't make sense we come here and hear all these great things and walk out the same way we walked in.
Right.
Doesn't make sense.
Right.
And you know what? When we do that, then it leaves our wife in a state of mind thinking that things are never going to change.
Yep, wow, that's true.
That's what you don't want.
That's true.
Bible says love hopes. It hopes that it's a brighter tomorrow.
Come on.
That my marriage is not going to stay like this forever.
Yeah, right.
And she is hoping that you're going to change.
Yeah.
And that you're going to be the man that's going to respect her for the woman that she is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right, bro.
And my wife is in there, and she's going to teach your wife how to respect you.
Amen.
And I'm going to teach you as much as I possibly can how to love her.
Yes.
Because if you don't love her and be the man you need to be, you make it harder for her to respect you.
Right.
And you need respect. Don't we need respect, brothers?
Yeah. Yeah.
We need that respect because we're beaten down by the world.
Yeah.
We got low self-esteem.
Yeah.
We come home and we're tired, we're exhausted. You know, we don't need our wives to beat us up too.
Yeah.
But you can't blame her if you're not doing what you need to do.
Wow. That's right.
You give her the fire to keep burning.
Yeah.
You're the leader of the house.
Yeah.
Right.
The leader of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to lead her in love.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
You don't lead her, you're going to have problems.
Yeah.
You're going to have issues. I know. Trust me, I've been down that road, and I don't want to go back there no more. But we're the leaders of the family.
Yeah.
Now we got to lead our wife in loving her and meeting her needs.
Amen, bro.
I got a few things I want to share with you today, and I want to go over some stuff here. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5.
All
right. We all know the scriptures, don't we, brothers?
Yeah, brother.
Ephesians chapter 5. It's been great so far. My wife and I had lunch. And while we were having lunch, we hit a bump. And what I learned had to be put into practice. And I had just had to repent right away.
Amen.
And she needs to forgive right away. And we had a great lunch.
Come on.
Let's not fool ourselves.
Right.
There will come hard times.
Yeah. Yeah.
There will come issues.
Yeah.
However, we got to be above approach.
Right.
We got to take the bull by the horn and break its neck.
That's, right.
That's what we got to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ephesians chapter 5. Endless love. That's what it says, verse 22, beginning. It says, wives, submit to your husband, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of one church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submit to Christ, so also wives submit to their husband in everything. Verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her through the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself a radiant church without stain, wrinkle, or other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies.
Yeah.
He who loves his wife loves himself.
Mm.
After all, no one ever hated his own body, but feeds and cares for it just as Christ does the church. For we are the members of Christ's body. For this reason, a man will leave his mother and his father and be united with his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church.
Yeah.
However, each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself.
Mm.
And a wife must respect her husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has given us the role to play. Some 2,000 years ago, I believe God has given us the direction in which we need to take.
Yeah.
In order for us to be the husband, the man that leads.
Yeah.
And he's also given the wife her role. Whenever we stop playing this role
yeah.
that God has given us, then we run into problems.
Yes.
We
yeah.
run into issues.
Right. Yeah.
And the worst part about it is that our kids end up feeling the backlash of it.
Mm.
We've got to play our roles. It says, husband, love your wife. In verse 25, love your wife just as Christ loved the church.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about the time when you first met your wife.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like? I'm not talking about when you started dating her. I'm talking about the first time you met her.
Yeah.
Your eyeballs dropped on her.
Mm-hmm.
You saw her for who she was.
Yeah.
You fell in love with her. Now you want to get to know her better. I remember when I first met my wife. I was in an old religious church. You had 7 girlfriends. I was sitting with one when my wife showed up in the back.
Uh-oh.
And I turned around and I looked back and I saw her big, beautiful green eyes. I saw her hair. I saw her face was glistening. I said, I'm going to meet her. I let go of the girl's hand I was with.
Uh-oh.
Walked in the back of the church. I said, how you doing?
My name is Steve. How are you doing?
I like to take you on dates sometimes. Then I was so excited that she said yes. That I went back to the gym. I was working out, getting my body in shape. Up and I and all ready for the date. I used to do martial arts back then. So where they had the gym was some old pile of wood. So I was just excited and flipping all over the place. I was 16.
Oh, wow.
So I kicked one of the woods and fly back and hit me in my face. Oh. And almost broke my nose.
Oh,
anyway, for time of the date now, I showed up. It's still big, bro. Still there.
Oh, man.
And I showed up at the date and she came and I had a big band in the top of my nose. And she asked me, what happened to you?
I said, I was just bench pressing about 300-400 pounds and just slipped and fell on my nose.
She said, oh, baby. And, you know, ever since then, I've always tried to win her over. You know, by the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I dress. You know, my weakness became my strength. I wanted to see all my strengths. I wanted to put my best foot forward. You know what that was like for you?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Can you relate?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, some of us, I remember, take frequent showers. Shave.
That's right.
And wear deodorant.
Oh! Well, big time.
Surely not.
That's
Old Spice. I still wear that, bro. Nothing like Old Spice. But I remember, you know, I always made sure that everything about me was appealing to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I tried everything within my power to pull her in. And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her where I want her to be. I got her to the point where she says, I do. I will take you as my husband for better or for worse,
mm-hmm.
for sickness and for health, for rich or for poor. And then we were married, and then I dropped everything.
Come on.
I stopped going to the gym.
Showers, though, right?
Showers were once in a while.
Once in a while.
Overdosed on the Old Spice. My selfish side started coming out. Because I remember when I met her, I used to take her out on dates. I used to pull the chair out. I used to have her sit down. I used to make sure my car was clean, inside out.
Oh.
Wax it up. Drive up in front of a house. Ring the doorbell. How you doing? ready for our date. You look great. I brought out the roses. She was fired up. I took her down to the car, opened the door, let her sit down. I said, you okay? You comfortable, baby? Let me close the door. Close the door nice and gentle. She was all fired up and excited. Years went by now, and I didn't do that. What happened now? Stopped everything. We got her where we wanted. You know, for your wife too. Probably was the same for you.
Yeah.
And we did all the nice stuff, the cool stuff.
Yeah.
We dressed good, looked good, smelled good, trim your toenails too.
Yeah.
And now years go by. Maybe the first couple of months, and then she starts seeing the real you.
Right.
The selfishness starts coming out. The bad attitudes and the bad habits start showing.
Yeah.
And we are selfish men.
Yeah.
That's one of the first things I want to talk about today. I am selfish. We start wanting things our way.
Yeah.
We're picky about our food, what we have and what we don't have, and how she cooked it. We have our remote control and we don't want her to touch it. You know what that's like. We're messy. We don't clean up after ourselves. We don't help take the garbage out. She has to ask her like 50 million times.
Yeah.
If she would have asked you to do that the first time you met, you probably would have done it without even asking. Somewhere along the line, we start getting selfish.
Come on.
The Bible says in order to love your wife, you've got to give yourself. And give to the point where you no longer exist.
Wow.
Jesus hung on the cross. He said, I love you this much.
Right.
And died on the cross. He gave until he couldn't give anymore. And in the marriage relationship, husbands, you ought to love your wife with the same heart.
Come on, bro. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
With the same strength.
Yep.
With the same passion. And you're not there to take, but you're there to give.
Right, come on.
And we lose that from time to time.
Yep.
We give into our sin, and we give into ourselves, and we feel like our wife is like our slave. She's always got to be there to pick up after us. That's not loving.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
She's there. I'm telling you, my wife is a strong woman. She is strong.
Mm-hmm.
She bore me 3 kids. I remember the first time she gave birth to my son, when I'm first born, I almost passed out.
Yeah, I hear you.
I was there holding her hand and she kept looking at me. I kept looking at her and that boy is coming out.
Yeah.
And the pain that she was in. Wow. I said, Lord, I have a new respect for you.
Wow.
Because I can't even imagine going through something like that. And you see, love, the way that God wants us to love our wives is with a sacrificial love.
Yeah.
That we put her, other than God, God comes first. Then come our wives.
Yeah.
And if we don't do this, they know it.
Yeah.
We've got to put our wives next, other than God. She's got to come second.
Amen.
We can't become selfish. We start using phrases like, well, honey, and I caught myself doing this. You know, the husband is the head of the wife.
Uh-huh.
And wife, you must submit to me in everything.
Uh-huh.
You know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're there and I'm quoting these scriptures and she's burning. She's getting mad and she's getting upset. She's getting angry. And she knows she needs to submit, but I didn't make it easy for her to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And emotionally, I'm beating her up. And that's why sometimes it's hard for her to respect me.
Yeah.
Because I could be a bully. We can be bullies sometimes in our marriages. And we may not say it with words, but we say it with actions.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard, that's not loving. The good news is that if your wife is godly, which she is, she's going to point out sin in you. And she's going to show you things about you that probably you won't like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like to see.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to come to the point where we understand that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. He came to give his life to serve and not to be served, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being the head of your wife means taking the lead in loving, cherishing, nurturing, honoring, and self-sacrificing. Christ did for the church, so must we as men. The good news is, as we learn to love our wife, she responds with respect. In fact, God made woman to respond to loving husband. And if you're not loving with your wife, she's not going to respond to you in a respectful, loving way. The more you love her, the more she loves you.
Yeah.
After a while, then we start getting the picture.
Yeah.
You know what? We got to set the example in loving. Are you distracted or are you attractive? Songs of Songs. Actually, before we turn to Song of Songs, let's go to Proverbs chapter 30.
Come on, bro.
Proverbs 30.
Verse 7.
Yeah. Come on, Steve.
Proverbs chapter 30.
Help us out now.
Come on, bro.
Verse 21. Proverbs chapter 30. You guys there?
Yep.
All right. Verse 21, it says, under three things the earth trembles.
Oh boy.
Under four it cannot bear up. A servant who becomes king, a fool who is full of food, an unloved woman who is married. Let's stop right there.
Come on, man. Wow.
The Bible says three things that makes the earth tremble. One of them is your wife,
right,
who is unloved. When we don't love our wives, things start to shake.
Yeah.
And when we don't start taking care of our wife, you know what happens? It gets us distracted as men. When we don't love them. And she don't be what she needs to be with for the kids. She's frustrated with us. She's frustrated with the kids. She's frustrated with the family. We've got to make sure that we are meeting that need that she has. Song of Songs, chapter 5. Let's go to now. Song of Songs. Song of Songs. Chapter 5. Verse 10 to 16. It says, my love is radiant and ruddy, outstanding among 10,000. His head is purest gold. His hair is wavy and black as raven. His eyes are like doves by the water streams, washed in milk, mounted like jewels. His cheeks are like the bed of spices, yielding perfume. His lips are like linen or lilies, dripping with myrrh. His arms are rods of gold set with crystallite. His body is like polished ivory decorated with sapphire. His legs are pillars of marbles set on bases of pure gold. His appearance is like Lebanon. Choice is a cedar. Now we could stop right there. We're any further. I'm going to be real with you.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Buckle up.
Here we are. Come on, bro.
Part of showing your wife that you love her,
okay,
is you've got to take care of your body.
Right.
Come on, man.
Is your arms, what does it say here, like what gold?
Uh-oh.
Like the rods of gold.
Come on.
His legs are pillars of marbles. His body is like that. I mean, can your wife say that about you?
Uh-oh.
And we're not very, as men, you know what attracts us? You know, we look at our wife's body, you know, we're attracted to that.
Right.
Woman can be the same way too.
Yeah, right.
And you know, my wife always tells me, "You're not the man you used to be." I said, "What are you talking about?"
Whoa!
That's the problem with some of us. We're twice the man we are. And I mean that in the literal sense too. Some of us don't have to sit here on our heads like we used to, but amen. She still loves us. But I think one of the things we've got to be careful with is that we've got to make sure that our body is not just our own. It belongs to her too.
Yeah.
And we've got to make sure that we're taking care of it, because it's hers, and it's there, and it's equipped to meet her emotional and physical needs. You got to get back into the gym is what I'm trying to say. My wife tells me that all the time.
Come on.
She said, "Honey, you got to get back in the gym, because you're not just the man you used to be, because I used to be able to pick my wife up with one arm."
Come on.
I'm serious.
Come on now.
One arm. She said, "Now I can barely pick the kids up with one arm." So I got back in the gym. I started pumping some iron again.
Come on, man. There you go.
And she said, "You know, I like that's so attractive to me."
Uh-oh.
Loving your wife means you're taking care of your own body too. Making sure that you're physically in shape.
Yep.
That you don't run out of energy during that time. Oh, honey, oh, get on top. I'm tired of running. I can only go but so far. And she's tired too. And that's, maybe she don't get her needs met. But our wives have a desire for us to be in shape.
Yeah,
physically.
That is true.
Mentally. I mean, we've got to step it up.
Right.
If you're there, then amen. If not, then you got to change that.
Amen, bro.
Because the same way that we're attracted to women, we can be tempted to look at women in the world.
Yeah, come on.
Our wives do the same thing.
Yeah.
Number two, we've got to be neat. My wife always tells me, "Hun, you know, you got to be a little more neat." So what are you talking about? I said, "Well, don't you see my jacket in the closet?" She said, "You got to put it on a hanger."
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amen. And it's... Make sure that our bodies are taken care of and we're fit, we're ready to go. And the older you become, the more fit you should be, not the opposite.
Right.
Making sure that you're eating well. Not the burgers and the french fries.
Yeah.
Stay away from that stuff. Get back in physical shape.
Mm-hmm.
This is your gift to your wife. That's how you show her you appreciate her desires.
Amen.
You with me?
Yeah. You with you, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Number two, maintaining your wife is hard work. Maintaining your wife is hard work. What does that mean? How many of you watch? You know, I love cars. My hobby is cars. I got a 2004 Dodge Hemi, and I love that thing. And every so often, lately I haven't had the time, but every so often I'll take the time to clean it, detail it, inside and out.
Mm.
That when you look at it, sometimes it turns me on. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like,
"Well, yes." But I make sure that there's not a scratch on it.
Right, yeah.
No, it's not my idol. If I got to get rid of it, I'll get rid of it.
Come on, bro.
But I'll make sure I take care of it.
Just to serve.
Just to serve. I hate that, Chris. But I love cars. And one of the things about, I used to have my own business detailing cars.
Mm-hmm. Come on, dude.
And I used to watch a lot of those auction shows where they take the old model cars.
Yeah.
And what they did was they strip them.
Yeah.
From the junkyard to get them, strip them, down to the bare chassis, and then they start building it back from scratch, but brand new parts.
Oh.
Mm. Every line on every inch of that car must be detailed. They cannot have just a hair out of it. Everything must be where it needs to be, is what I'm trying to say. Our wives are the same way. We've got to make sure that she's well maintained. Why? Because she's always growing.
Yeah.
Psalm 128. I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Come on, bro. It's good stuff, man.
Come on.
Psalm 128. Verse 3. You with me, man?
Yeah.
Brother?
Here
we go. Verse 3 says, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. You know, living in Syracuse, I got a grape tree, a grapevine in the back. And it's always growing, always growing, always growing. For the couple of months I've been there, it's always growing. Our wives are the same way. The Bible says our wife is like that vine. She's always growing. Always changing. You know, when I first got my car, you know, I still love to open up the manual and always look in the manual and see what goes where, and maybe it has hidden features I didn't know about, and make sure that I read the manual so I know how to operate the car. You know, like when you get a VCR,
yeah,
or a DVD player,
yeah.
Or a Blu-ray, one of those things, or you get a gadget. You know, you get the manual. You know how to use it. You read the manual once, or some of us just go like me. You know, sometimes I read it, just go. Figure it out as I go.
Yeah.
Our wives are not like that. When you first married with her, got married, and you try to figure her out, and you feel like you got it already, and know what she's all about, the truth is that you're going to run into problem because she's ever so growing.
Yeah.
She's ever changing. And you got to be a student.
That is true.
You got to take the time to learn her.
That is true.
And she's all, women and men are different, and we communicate in two different wavelengths.
Mm.
We communicate differently.
Yeah.
And what she does is she sends out codes, and you've got to decipher them.
Yeah.
You feel that way? She'd be saying something, I was like, yeah. When she asked me what, I said, I don't know. What'd you say? What did that mean? Oh, I thought you meant this. You know, and not only with words, but her body language gives out messages too.
Yeah.
Loving your wife means you got to decipher the message.
Wow.
Communication, great job with communication. That was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we got to make sure that we're taking the time to learn her. Like I said before, you know, you have one life to live and one wife to live it with. It's how you live it that counts. You don't start somewhere learning your wife now, you will end up nowhere with her.
Right.
You will end up nowhere. I've seen people been around the church years and years and years and have not grown in their marriage. In fact, it got worse.
Wow.
Because they have not taken the time as men to learn your wife. We learn about everything.
Yeah.
We go on the job, we want to learn everything. We want to soak up everything because you want to be the best you can be, right?
Yeah.
Same for our wives.
Wow, bro. That's awesome.
Get to know her. What makes her tick? What makes her top? What are things she likes? What she doesn't like? Because if you don't do this, you're going to end up as two strangers in the house.
Right.
That's right.
Loving your wife means you got to maintain her. Now imagine driving down the road in your dirty car. Not kept, bald tires, mufflers are leaking, hole everywhere, the brakes squeak, interior's falling down. When I see cars like that, I question the owner of it.
Mm.
See, this guy don't really love this car. He don't, because he's not taking care of it. And the same way with our wives. Are we taking care of our wives?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't take care of her, then she's going to end up looking like that.
Yeah.
When she looks like that, what are you telling men in the world about marriage?
Yeah.
Wow.
The way you take care of your wife shows your relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because you dare to take and not give. You with me, brother?
That's awesome, bro.
We got a little quiet in here.
Awesome, yeah.
It's a big thing, bro.
Yeah.
Now, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, let's turn it real quick. First Peter chapter 3. We all know this, don't we?
Yeah.
Remind us.
And verse 7 says, husband, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wife and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and co-heirs with you in the gracious gift of life. So that nothing would hinder your prayers.
Yeah.
Now, there's another version in the Bible that says, live with her in an understanding way. Understanding way. Understanding her. Being considerate with her. Observe her and study her is the only way that you will get to meet her needs. Not only that, but as time goes on, your marriage should be getting better.
Yeah. Right.
Greater.
Yeah.
Communication should be getting clearer.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
She won't have to say something, you just read it right away.
Right.
You take care of her physical, mental, and emotional needs.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 13 talks about love. We don't have to go through that. You know what that love is all about.
Yeah.
Well, one thing about love that's really stands out to me in that passage is love always protects.
Yeah.
And one job is, as men, we are protectors.
Come on.
Yeah.
And we protect in love.
Yeah.
But one of the things we fail in, I know for me, is protecting my wife emotionally.
Mm.
Making sure that her emotional needs are being met. Not only that, but I gotta protect her from her own low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Making sure that I encourage her. Honey, I love that dress on you.
Right.
I love the way your hair looks. Not only that, but protecting her from the kids too. Take her away from those kids.
Yeah.
They will destroy her.
Yeah.
I tell my wife sometimes, honey, you go to the mall, here's some money.
Yeah.
Go to the mall, go get your hair done, go get your nails done, go get a pedicure. You go relax. Let me deal with the rug rats.
Yeah.
Let me take them away from you.
Come on.
Yeah. But if you don't do that, it shows that you're not loving her.
Right.
You're not showing her endless love.
Come on, bro.
Love protects.
Yeah.
And you got to protect her. You got to give her the time to go out and do
right
what
there.
You got to get done.
You
with me so far, brother?
Yeah.
I hope you guys are getting this. Because this is what worked for me.
Yeah.
I have not perfected it yet. I still have a long way to go. But if we don't start somewhere, end up nowhere.
Yeah.
Right.
You with me?
Yeah.
Marriage keeps getting better. Love protects. Protects her from herself, from her kids, and from her own emotions. Sometimes our wife don't need to be fixed. She just needs you to listen.
Yeah.
One of the bad things we do, one of the things that we felt fall short, and I know for me, is that we do a bad job with listening.
Oh.
I say, yeah, honey, what'd you say? Yeah, okay. She asked me 5 minutes, what did I say? I said, huh? What'd you say? Oh, yeah. I try to cover it up, too. Like, no. And that breaks my heart. It's like, that means I'm not loving her.
Right.
I did not pay attention to her and her needs when she's talking.
That's true. Come on.
But as time goes by, we become madly in love, romantically in love, passionately in love with one another. In fact, we even start acting like one another. She starts, you know, when we first, I'll tell you this. Don't tell her I said this, but, you know.
Oh,
one of the things when my wife and I used to always hate washing dishes. I used to hate washing dishes with a passion. I'll scrub the toilet, but this is something about dishes and myself don't agree. So anyway, when I first met my wife, she used to wash dishes. She didn't have a problem with it. All of a sudden, she started hating dishes too.
Uh-oh, there's a problem.
I said, we need a dishwasher now. But we start acting like one another. I mean, that's, amen. I have to deny myself and wash the dishes.
Come on, bro.
I still do it. But we start acting like one another. We start feeling things. We start seeing things. We see the two will become one flesh.
Right.
And that's what it means as well. As time goes on, you get to know one another, act like one another.
Mm.
You know each other's need from the inside out. It's a blessing. But if you don't start somewhere, you will end up nowhere in your marriage.
Nowhere at all. That's right.
I want to read you guys some things over here. I have 101 ways to tell your wife you love her. But I'm going to share a few. It says, number one, kiss her for at least 6 seconds. Not that peck thing. at least 6 seconds. And don't do it, one, two, and up in your head. Don't be doing that. Now. Yeah, I know. You gotta give your wife, you gotta give her a kiss that will encourage her for the entire day.
Yeah,
you know, that 6 second kiss means a whole lot. You know why you would kiss your wife that way? You kiss her because you mean it.
Right. Yeah.
Because you're loving her, she's respecting you, and you're bonding, getting closer together, you're getting, becoming one. Then you would kiss and say, honey, I love you, you know, even today. After our lunch together, I looked at her, I grabbed her and said, honey, I looked in her eyes and I give her a kiss. And she was like, are you okay?
Oh.
I said, yes, I am. I just love you. And she was blown away.
Awesome.
Give a six-second kiss. Amen. It tells a lot about where your heart is and how much you love her. Number two, hold her hands. Wife feels special when their husband reach over and take their hands. It's just a simple gesture, but it goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
I love holding my wife's hand.
Yeah.
I had to learn to do that. I wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
But I had to learn her hand, to hold her hand. Whenever we walk, whenever we talk, she loves it when I hold her hand. Number three. Reenact your first date. Reenact your first date. Tell your wife that you're taking her out. Tell her that it will be fun. And do all the things you did when you first went on your first date.
Oh,
yes. You probably won't fit in the same outfit. You're right. But amen. That will work. All right. Number where am I? Four. It says, dedicate a song to her. At times I'll take my wife into my car and I'll say, hey, honey, listen to this song. I want to dedicate this song to you. And then she was like, and then she would hear the words in the song, and she would be blown away. She's like, why? Because sometimes words express deeper meanings that we as men cannot express or communicate.
Yeah.
And communicate, dedicate a song with her. Communicate with her. Your wife wants to be in your life. Tell her about your day or even hopes and dreams for the future. Talk about the kids or whatever happened to come to mind. Just communicating helps your wife. You know, sometimes we live our lives and, you know, our wife, we may be together physically, but emotionally, we are very far apart.
Yeah.
And communication brings it so much closer together if we learn to communicate right like you did. I think it was awesome. All right, here we go. Number five, whisper in her ears. Whisper in her ears. Get close to your wife and whisper sweet words that you love her. Try whispering something about your private love life in the middle of a public place and watch her blush. Watch her blush in private, in a public place. And I tell my wife, and I'll do that often, and I say, honey, I so blah, blah, I won't tell you what that is, but I'll tell her this, and let me tell her how brown cheeks would turn red.
Yeah.
She's just blushing. And she just keeps smiling to herself. So, whisper in her ears. Number six. Have flowers delivered to her or pick some and bring it. Now, when I first met my wife, I used to bring her flowers all the time. All the time. As time goes on, I got so busy with life that I forgot to treat her in that way, to bring the flowers, because my wife loved flowers.
Come on,
and one of the things I did was I used to go around in Suriname and South America in early in the morning, and they used to have these like these daisies, these long daisies, not the round ones, the long ones.
Wow.
I would get a whole bunch of them early in the morning and come home and put them right on the center table so just she could see it and give her a nice little card or letter and then let her know that I love her. And that would just make her day. She would be blown away. No matter what would happen throughout the day, she would remember those flowers.
Yeah.
And that would encourage her. Okay, next we have, put your arms around her. Put your arms around your wife while she's sitting next to you or while walking side by side. In case you have not been doing that, do it. That encourages her. It makes her feel loved, secure, and protected.
Yeah.
Caress her. Gently caress your wife's hair with your hand or face. or face with her lips. She loves to feel your touch. You know, sometimes as men, we don't like the touchy-touchy stuff. We don't like the holding hand. And we, you know, we're like, what is this all about? If we're proud, we don't pay mind these things. But if we're humble, we understand that our wife needs our physical touch as well.
Yeah.
All right, next one is, praise her in front of others. Let your wife hear you brag on her while you're talking about her. She will blush, or maybe she'll say something bad, but secretly she's feeling proud that you are her man.
Yeah, baby.
Secondly, praise her face to face. Praise her face to face. Tell your wife that you appreciate all that she does and that the love that she shows you, you're incredibly grateful for. Face to face. Take her on a surprise date. Secretly prepare it.
Yes.
Great job with that. Yes. One of the things that I failed to do was to set a surprise date. I mean, we'll go on dates every so often, and I would always set it up. All right, let's go eat some food.
Yeah.
I'll take you to this restaurant. But once I planned the date and planned it right, put heart, love, and thought into it to encourage her, she'll be blown away. Plan a surprise date. Now, leave the stress of work at work. Leave the stress at work. Don't bring it home. Because I think as men, sometimes what we do is that for some husbands I know, they will come home and offload all the stress and anxiety with their wife. And what she does, because she loves you, she's your helper, without knowing, she takes that burden on her back emotionally. And then she has you, herself, the kids, the house and everything else, and she's burdened down. Let the stress of work stay at work. And even for her too. When she comes home from work, don't say, honey, how's your day? What happened at work? Don't bring that stuff back, honey. What's at work stays at work. Come here. Let's go take a bath, plan the rest of the evening, get a bubble bath going.
Yeah.
Get the baby oil and get some massage going. Massage that feet.
Yeah.
Or that back. Or something. Get that woman where she needs to be. All right? Take care of the car. Take care of the cars. Make sure that your vehicle or her vehicle is in tip-top shape. You don't want your wife to be running around getting stuck all over the place. You know, that's how your wife knows that you love her.
Yeah.
You know, my wife had a 1999 Acura SLX. Nice car. After a while, it started going bad, and I needed to buy another car. I said, you know what, honey, I care about you and the kids, and I want you to be comfortable. I got rid of it, and got a new Honda Pilot. I said, you're going to be driving this. I'll take the old truck. Don't worry about it. But my wife, you know, I do the car washing and car cleaning, so when she sits in that car, and she smells it, she feels comfortable because that's what encourages her. Make sure the car is in tip-top shape. Amen? Okay. What else? Compliment her. Everyone needs compliment now and then, but many wives need a little extra reassurance to make sure that she's still special in your eyes. A compliment won't cost you anything, but for your wife, it could be priceless.
Wow.
Priceless. Compliment her even today. And I told my wife, honey, I love the way your hair looks. I love the way you look awesome. She may not express it right away, but that goes with her.
Yeah,
that stays with her. And, you know, that need you're meeting.
Right,
and she feels fired about that. Amen?
Amen.
Don't forget special occasions.
Oh, boy.
Don't forget special occasions. My wife and I are not too big on the birthdays and, well, the birthday she is. And the anniversary.
Yeah,
if you forget it, you're in a heap of trouble. Make sure that you write it down and you remember and plan it. One way of showing endless love to your wife is planning out these things.
Yep.
As men, be honest. We don't really do that.
Right.
We just go with the flow.
Right. That's what we do.
That's what you don't want. Okay. When you kiss her,
brush your teeth.
Use Listerine.
Oh.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't have dragon breath.
Oh, my goodness. How you doing? Oh.
I know.
Please.
That's the flame. I don't know about that, bro. But if you kiss your wife without closing it and her not closing her eyes, it could mean something deeply is missing. You ever heard that song? You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
You know, I listened to that song the other day and it made a lot of sense to me. I said, if we're kissing and not closing, or we don't have that moment, that moment, it means that emotionally, for me, emotionally, we're far apart.
Wow.
We're far apart. We may be together, but we're far apart emotionally. Why? Because we're not meeting her needs. And she's just going with the flow, and you're just going with the flow. We don't kiss. We don't kiss with our eyes closed anymore because it's not in us to do it.
Wow.
There's something missing. We used to always close our eyes when we first met and we first kissed. What happened? Pride got in the way, sin got in the way. We didn't love her the way that she needed to be loved, and she didn't respect us the way. And so, what happened? Now you have a separation, emotionally, right?
Right.
So make sure to deal with the issues, get resolved, and kiss. And let her know, honey, I love kissing you with my eyes closed because it's so meaningful. It means a lot, right? Pray before you go to bed. Pray before you go to bed.
That's huge.
And a lot of us, we drop the ball on that as men because we come home tired. We just want to go to sleep. What about God? What about her need? You see, when we pray, number one, it brings us humble before God. But it also, you get a chance to hear what's in your wife's heart for that day. And she hears what's in your heart.
Amen.
You're also leading her to be righteous before God.
Right.
And to offload that burden that she feels, that she's been carrying around. Every night, pray. If not every night, and every morning or during the day. Make sure you pray with your wife.
Amen.
Don't be negative. Don't go around griping, nitpicking the things that your wife did or was supposed to do and didn't do. Try to be more pleasant as a man, as a husband.
Wow.
Don't be negative. Sometimes I think as men, we are more emotional than our wives. And sometimes I feel that they get their PMS, we got ours too. And we may not show it the way we do, but we're grumpy.
Yes.
We're mad. We're snappy. And when we become this way, then we're not showing our wife that we love them. We got to be taking control of our emotions. Amen?
Amen.
Take a shower together.
Yeah.
Take a shower together.
That
says, well, amen, bro. Take a shower together. You see where your mind is? There goes the Hitler look right there. I just saw it. Okay, let's move on. Okay, show patience. Well, let's have to do with the other one, but it says show patience during hormonal times. Don't get like her or react. Don't react. One of the things I did, I reacted. I couldn't understand what she was going through. Why are you treating me this? Why are you so grumpy? And then it clicked to me, this woman has a time of the month. I've got to be more sensitive.
Yeah.
More sensitive to her and her needs, amen. The next one is admit. I can lose count, but I will keep going. Admit it when you are wrong. If you are in the wrong, admit it. Don't pass it off. Don't say it's no big deal or make excuse for yourself. Admit when you're wrong.
Chris. Oh, bro.
We got to pray for this guy. Yeah. We'll deal with that one. Okay, I got a few more and I'm going to wrap up. Amen.
Come on, bro.
Not my
you.
Sacrifice for her.
There we go.
Sacrifice for her. Put aside something that you want so that you can give to your wife. Usually, this is what wives do for us. We should do for them.
Yeah.
You know, when we do our budget, I always make sure, you know, I have my She has her allowance. I have my allowance. And I take my allowance and I put it away because I want to save up to take her to some place nice or take her shopping or buy her the outfit she always wanted or that shoe she always wanted.
Yeah.
I have to sacrifice for her and meet her needs. And you know what she does in return? She sacrificed for me. You see this jacket?
Yeah.
This is a result of what
That's
of that.
Awesome,
she bought me this jacket. But anyway, sacrifice for her. Okay. Write her a love poem. Write her a love poem. Take the time out. I remember when my wife and I first met, I used to sit hours, probably to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, writing her poem.
Wow. Come on,
listening to Babyface.
Oh.
You know, back in the days, Kool and the Gang and all those guys, you know, and writing her the love songs and the poem, putting my feelings and my... And everything into it, and she loved it.
There you go.
And she loved it. Oh, by the way, on a side note, if you and your wife is having a hard time communicating, if there's too much tension going on, and you feel like you can't verbally communicate, write a letter to her. Writing works for me.
Yeah,
it will work for you
good.
Too, I believe. Because you don't want your whole emotions to be tied up in your communication, because you probably could communicate
right
in the wrong
awesome,
way.
Bro.
Amen, guys?
Yeah.
Next one is, well, I talk about giving her a massage. Play time together.
Okay,
play a game together. Great job on that.
There you go.
Play a game, whatever it may be. Play a game together. You know, my wife plays this game. Who can remember the best? And we used to go back in our past and say, what is your favorite this? What is your favorite that? Who remember when you did this? What were you wearing? What was I driving? It's stuff like that. We usually play that and we add up the scores together.
Yeah.
And whoever wins something nice for the other person could try that too. Okay, I got a few more. I'll wrap up. Here we go. Call her if you're going to be late. Let your wife know, honey, listen, baby, I am 2 minutes late.
Yeah.
I will be there. This shows her that you respect her,
wow.
you love her, and that she can trust you.
Yeah.
You follow?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the next one? Oh, gosh, this is the one I recommend. Wash the dishes for her. I talked about that already. I wash the dishes for her. Amen, amen, amen. Take her to a romantic play.
Yeah.
Good job with that. We
Good
did that
job,
already.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Do not argue over finances. Do not argue over money.
There you go.
Money is one of the biggest reasons why a couple get divorced.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we've made this. We don't argue. Money is just money.
Yeah.
But our marriage means so much more. Our connection, our closeness
yeah.
means so much more than money. Do not argue over money. What else? Leave her love notes in unexpected places. In her bag, in her Bible, in the car, wherever it may be. Anaya. Be honest. Never, never, ever, ever, ever. We know this. Never lie to our wives.
Amen. Amen, bro.
Okay. Renew your wedding vows. Renew your wedding vows. Often. Worship together, respect her, provide for her. Oh, yeah. Here's the next one that's good. I'm going to wrap up. It says, tell her you need her. Let her know that you need her, not just when we first met, but each and every day. It's like air. I can't do without you. Let her know that she's needed. Now, one of the biggest reasons why a wife gets attracted to other men is when we don't let them feel that they are needed. That's why. Also, when we don't give them the attention, and some men in the world give it, hey, psh, psh, what's going on? They tend to want to respond. They won't do that because it's spiritual, but you don't make it easy for her to say no, to fight. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't correct your wife in front of others.
There you go.
Don't correct your wife in front of others. I got some husband going, hold on, wait a minute, no, woman, you need to back the truck up a little bit here. That's not what happened. This is what happened. Don't be doing that stuff. Okay? Don't correct in front of others. If you feel that your wife has gone a little out of line or has done something that you disapprove, it's okay. Talk it over in a private place. Amen?
Yep.
I said it was 101 ways to love your wife. I'm only on the 15th.
Wow.
All right, I'll just do a few more and I'll be done. Amen. give her lots of cuddle time.
Yeah.
Cuddle time.
Like that.
Cuddle time.
Okay.
There's two. There's two. You guys are digging this?
Home,
you dug it? Cuddle time. But you know what? What my wife and I would do often is that we'll get a movie. All right, pay attention, guys. Get a movie going. Put the just the right sheets on the bed, and take the time just to relax, hug, color, cuddle. That's what I'm trying to say. We could color. Oh yeah, we could color too. here's one you might like. It says, "Don't pass gas in the bathroom if your wife is there." Don't pass gas. Don't pass gas. Don't fart. Not in front of your wife. You do that often, don't you?
Yeah.
Watch out for that one. Oh, you counted it too. All right. Amen. I'm going to wrap up with this one. Take frequent walks with your wife.
That's awesome. That's a good one there.
My wife and I will do our prayer walk.
Prayer walk with the bomb.
Yeah. Take a walk with her, hold her hand, and just, go somewhere that's romantic, somewhere that's nice, and just pray and walk. Walk and pray. And I believe that would bring us so much more closer together. Guys, I hope something that was said here that helped you. I know these are some of the things that helped me be faithful and strong with my wife. I believe as married men, we definitely lead the home, but we've got to make sure that we put these things into practice.
Amen.
It will be a sad thing for us to walk out of here, like I said before, the same way we walked in. And God will not be glorified. Our wife, we don't give them any hope of changing. Well, once you walk out of here, make sure, honey, we need to talk.
There you go.
And right as we walked out here today, I told my wife, you know what, honey, I've got to repent. Mm-hmm. And I told her, you know what, I've got to make sure I plan our dates. And we have them frequently. That was very good what you did.
Yeah,
and she said, yeah, amen. We're going to do it. And you see her life, her eyes, and everything just lit up. She said, okay, amen. Now we're heading to someplace better and greater together, and we're looking forward to it.
Amen
guys?
Amen.
Love you guys. Amen.
That was awesome.
Guys, a little thank you.